Time is 6:58. We'll back in open session or continue open session. Next item is the old business sustainable groundwater update.
You have anything new to report?
Not at this time.
Ellie attended a meeting in my place last time, and I think she has nothing new to report.
Here's your hand. Closer.
Okay. Our business manager took my place, and she advises me that she has nothing new to report.
Okay. Next item is discussion action, purchase of a service truck or a trailer by the general manager. Your comment?
My only comment is that I think I, and also have some copies for the public, one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about equipment and tools and buying chemicals is that one article I left on your desk, that's another local agency, aside from nepotism and other unlawful acts, they're also distributing, water. Well, with them is brown water, which consists of rust from metal. And at least during 14 years I've been in charge of disinfecting the water, we've never had that problem, and I'd like for us to continue to do that. And that is one of the reasons why I am so adamant about equipment, tools, chemicals, and also I'm here to also, my job I feel is not to, you know, to protect the district from liability. And that's just my comment.
Okay, well, there's no action for us to take on this. This was just something you wanted to bring up to us, or you wanted us to take an action on?
Wants to buy a trailer and a truck or what?
That's what I'm asking.
What do you want?
Well, originally, you approved the budget, and it was based on the purchase of a new service vehicle. And if you guys would like to, if the board has majority of the board would like to just drop this issue and just continue on with your initial approval of the budget, and I will continue to proceed with making a purchase of a service vehicle. Or you may continue and discuss and advise management how you would like me to proceed.
Questions, comments from the board?
The one comment I have is you have a trailer here, first got to, it's from Beaumont. And the second one, you have a vehicle, and it's for Bannon. I'm right back where we were last time. I had them together, and it comes to about $50,000. So we're, in essence, just like last month. I hate to ask you this, but is this, I'm sure it's, you've tried. Is this the best you can get, so to speak?
Can I make a comment before any more discussions, Lee? It's been brought to my attention that we've already approved the budget item for a vehicle. So for us to go beyond that becomes a micromanagement issue and subjects the board to potential problems.
Okay.
So if we approved it in the budget, we have to rely on the direction of the management to do what fiscal responsibility as far as purchasing.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah,
so there's no action.
Also, if the board is uncomfortable, your lawful action to take would be to make a motion to amend the budget.
To take that out of the budget?
Correct. Or reduce the amount.
I'm not uncomfortable.
My opinion is I don't think we need this right now because we just bought a vehicle last year. My opinion is we shouldn't be even discussing this right now, this early in the year.
But it's already been put in the budget for the future purchase of a vehicle. At what point do we stop micromanaging and make him take more responsibility for his actions?
Just letting you know where I stand.
I understand.
Just saying. It's just, there's been people that come up to me, even when I'm at work, wanting to know why we're buying vehicles. We just raised our rates for what? To buy vehicles? To buy new tools? I'm sorry, I have a big issue with that right now.
I understand.
And if that's micromanaging, well then I'm sorry. I was put up here because of the people that live here in Cabazon. Not for me to say, okay, well we raised rates, let's go buy this, buy this, buy that, and this. No. I'm sorry.
I'm not taking the general manager's side or anybody else's side. The point being, though, is we approved it in the budget. It should have been addressed back then.
It was addressed. And it was told that later in the year, we would look at this later, and then brought up the next meeting.
Define later in the year, though. Anything later than that date is later.
Is now. This is the fiscal budget for the current year.
But this is something to think about. Okay? And I understand your point. I'm not arguing. But.
So, Calvin, would a trailer suffice just as much as a new truck would?
You asking my opinion?
Yes.
Yes.
There's less. And did we put in the budget, does it say that it's for a vehicle? Does a trailer fall under that?
In the budget, it states a service vehicle.
So is a service vehicle constitute a truck and a trailer is a piece of equipment, i.e. like a dump trailer or a trailer to haul the backhoe on, blah, 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 blah. So there is like a service vehicle, a trailer that's got all the equipment in there could be construed as a service vehicle.
So I want to get make sure that you guys can get all the parts that you need to get out to a job, to do the job in a timely manner. It's my opinion, I was the one who objected to the $50,000 in the budget for vehicle to begin with. Yes, it did pass. I would say, I know we have so many quotes up here for trucks, but we have one for a trailer. I made a motion we amend the budget to say we can purchase a trailer with a $25,000 cap. This one's 16, and would that get us everything we need on a trailer? Like all the extra lights and the extra hazmat stuff and the extra bells and whistles?
Yep. Is it 35?
I said 25.
25?
If this one's 16. Because I'm looking at the quote here, and the only quote that we have here for trailers is for 16 cents.
And it would not be quote a new vehicle necessarily.
Not a truck.
Right.
Not a truck.
May I ask the board for clarifications? Would the budget necessarily need to be amended, or would the board just give direction that they would like? They would prefer a trailer be purchased with a cap up to a certain amount.
The thing is amending the budget, I think, would we have to not have another, we'd have to put it out to the public and put it on the agenda to amend the budget. So that would have to be a table item as far as discussion of this goes. Mm-hmm. The other way would be when we amend the budget would be to take and put in as a service vehicle to define a service vehicle as to be a self-powered unit versus equipment. Does that make sense?
And or is it 25, you said?
Or okay. That, yeah, but it's still, we can't do that because it's not an agenda item right now. It has to be placed on the agenda before we can make an amendment to it.
How about just help buy the trailer and for now? It's not going to be beyond the budget. In other words, that is within the parameters of what the budget says. And if the under 25, you know.
And then maybe roll them against you, because I know we just did the that that we raise the rate.
I tend to agree with you guys when that's...
If we're going to amend the budget, then that's what we need to do. But my opinion, it would be take it out and do it at another time.
Well, if we got them the equipment that they needed now, and then it left another, say, 25 grand in the budget left over from last year, you know, so next year, looking at it from 2019, December 2019, and we have $25,000 left over from last year, I could then be like, yeah, let's put another 25 to that, and we'll buy a truck at that point. We get the truck with all the bells and whistles, then we'd have the new trailer too. Okay. And the community wouldn't see all these new vehicles coming in and in as their rates are going up. So is that a direction of the board, or is that a motion, or?
Well, the thing is to amend the budget, we need to put it as an agenda item for next month.
Okay, so if we don't amend it, I'm going to make a motion to direct Calvin, or can, I don't know, because that gets into micromanaging.
The budget already is there, so.
So let's just do this. I make the motion that we, for next month, put it out there to do an amendment of the budget.
Table this item for an amendment to the budget.
Excuse me?
So you'd like to table this item for now and put on the agenda for next month that we're going to amend the budget?
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Okay, my interests is not only for the financial health of the district, but the smooth operation, okay, the day-to-day operation. If you table this again to amend the budget, okay, now we're another 30 days.
Two more months.
Okay, so, at the risk at my own income and job here, I ask the board to trust me in spending the money wisely, and if I do something that you disagree with, you can discipline me or take it out on my annual PE.
So,
I'm just putting that out because I just want no more interference with the day-to-day operation. I understand your guys' position and posture, but you know, I have a district to run, and this is holding it up.
It's holding it up?
Yeah.
We have three trucks and a car.
But not a trailer.
I'm a small district. I'm looking out for these people right here that live in our community.
Our
rates go up, and then we turn around and buy something
like
for $50,000?
Right now.
No.
I'm sorry. Because if that was the case, then instead of us getting the car, then why didn't we instead get a utility truck or a trailer then? Instead of waiting for the new budget to come out and here we go. No, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I cannot do that.
Well, I'll just let you know my opinion. I think Calvin should be able to get a trailer. This looks as good as it. That's my opinion.
So what is the action on, what is the action right now?
It's discussion/action. Do we allow the general manager just to proceed and do what he's supposed to do, or do we micromanage? We gave him the budget item. We put it in the budget,
okay,
to deal with a service vehicle. Definition of the vehicle is open-ended. So if there's not going to be a motion that's going to drop for non-action, and then you're open to do whatever you choose,
that's
because it's in the budget.
That's my understanding.
Can I make a motion to direct Calvin to buy a trailer instead of a truck?
You can, but that's micromanaging.
But
what point do we, don't take this wrong, but what point do we give him enough rope to either tie the boat off or to hang himself? He's got a job to do. Where do we draw the line of micromanaging?
He's made it clear that these are items he needs, at least one.
Well, one is way cheaper than the other one.
One's a vehicle,
one's a trailer, but if the job can be done with the trailer now, and we're not moving forward with a brand new truck when we have trucks.
I move to move along to the next item. Unless you guys something more.
I don't know what kind of motion I can make. That's what.
I already made a motion that we table this till next month and we amend the budget. Because I'm sorry, I'm not up here for myself. I'm not up here for the general manager. I'm up here for the people of Cabazon, and I'm not going to raise their rates, take their money to turn around and say, here you go, Calvin, go buy this, go buy that. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Oh, that's
fine. You have a motion made.
I second.
Okay.
Let's take the vote.
Motion to table this item and place on next month's agenda to amend the budget, made by Director Israel, second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
No.
Director Israel?
Yes.
Director Wargo?
No.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Link?
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, we've gone this long without a truck. And I don't see the district falling apart because of it, so I'm going to agree to it. So, yes.
Yes.
So, we're doing this next month again?
We're doing the budget.
We're going to amend the budget next month. Because the spending that's been going on.
All right. Do you have fun, Jared?
Yes, I'm here just amused.
That's good.
I don't miss it, trust me.
Actually, this is the most contentious it's been for a long time.
Yeah.
So, since you left, everything's kind of calmed down.
Well,
next item is NVS proposal to update user regulatory fees for water services and rates. Okay. Something to think about on this. We've been hashing this and arguing with it, and something came to light for me that I think needs to be thought about is we're going to have, slowly but surely, we're going to have more growth in this community. Okay? Now, I'm going to give an example, and I don't care if anybody knows about it or not. My house burned down 5 years ago, had to have a new house put in. Okay? Law states I have to have a fire suppression system. Fire suppression system requires me to have a 1-inch meter because of the size of the system in the house. Now, what are the chances of my using the amount of water that's going to come out of a 1-inch meter over the lifespan of my house? Very slim. Normally, I have a 5/8 meter. Right now, it stands, I have to pay the facilities charge for a 1-inch meter just so my house is protected, even though I'm only using 5/8 amount of water. So this study will quantify those kinds of things for in future development. Because with a manufactured home like I have, it's what I would call a singular system. It's a homogeneous system. The fire system and the water system is one. When a new house is built, stick built, they come in and they put in a separate water line for the fire suppression and a separate water line for the domestic water. So now they can go with a, depending on the system size, they can go with a 5/8 meter or 3/4, but 3/4 won't flow what my home needs based on the sprinkler system. So that means a 1-inch system. So those items need to be taken into consideration for fair and treatment that somebody doesn't come back and sue the district for unfair charges. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So and that was part of what the NTB study was going to be about, correct? So, as it stands now, this because this also goes into the fact that the laterals are going to have to be increased in size to accommodate said fire systems, because mine requires 34 gallons per minute, which is more than a 3/4 by 2 gallons. So now I have to go up to a 1-inch meter, and the facilities charge for a 1-inch meter is like 5 times that of a 5/8. And if I'm only going to use it one time because my house is burning, why should I be penalized or anybody else penalized for that? So there's why I think we need to really seriously consider this.
to discuss it?
No. That's the whole reason why I'm bringing this up.
Okay. So is it in the 2019 budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I would also like to advise the board. Desert Hills, doing some more expansion, so I'm having to make sure they don't exceed the original agreement, and they asked that there could, because the county had advised them that with their proposed plans, they're not meeting the fire requirements due to pressure. So I was up there having the guys and I, we were checking the backflow devices and make sure all the gate valves and the clusters were working properly. And I noted that, I don't know if you all remember that I said they're proposing a building, a hotel. Well, they've started it. So having this study done, we've already missed out with Dollar General. You can go up there, drive up to the end of, between tank 2 and 4. It's they've already got the foundation and full walls up. And they're building a wine cellary for storing our wine. So tomorrow I'll go contact the contractor to see if that's the actual hotel. But that it was, remember I told you a couple months ago they were in escrow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what, we need a motion for this or what?
We ought to either go with the program to the survey or not, or the study.
Okay, then I make the motion that we go ahead and do the study on that. We need to get that done.
MBS, sorry.
MBS.
I said MTD.
Yeah, I oppose that we, I make the motion that we approve NBS proposal to update user regularity, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Fee of waters and services.
But I also want you to make sure that they understand about the fire flow issues.
Yeah.
If I need to come in or need to talk to them or whatever, I will. Okay. Because I don't want to see somebody go and build a house and then have to be paying. Because right now, it's going to affect future development in the system.
Mm-hmm.
In that same note, we need to determine what max fire flow will be. Because like I said, mine was what you said, we said 34 gallons per minute. You know, the house, they built the house down there, down the street from me, and they think they put a split meter or a split horn in there. Did they actually meet fire flow? I think maybe this has to be something the district has to put into a plan.
You're talking about the Thornton development?
Yes.
Yeah, their engineer and our engineer, they both agree that it meets the fire flow.
So before they even get a water service, I think that needs to be something that needs to be seriously addressed, and maybe changing where we're putting a larger lateral in. Anytime we do a lateral repair, it's upsized to accommodate future. Why dig twice with, you know, you understand what I mean, Mr. Davis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table on the for the proposal, NBS proposal to update user regulator fees.
It's made by Director Israel. I need a second.
Oh, you seconded it.
No.
All right, well, I have a motion, but I need a second.
So we've talked about this long enough. I will second this one. I've been the stick in the mud on this one for a while. So we've had it, we've gone out. I thought it was wrong when they came in and gave them a lot lower rate, but okay.
Alright.
So I have a motion to approve the NBS proposal to update the user regulatory fees for water and services made by Director Israel, second by Director Warrego. Director Sanderson?
Aye, yes.
Director Israel?
Yes.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Yes, aye.
And Director Link?
Yes. Next item is new business, approval of resolution 04-2018, fixed water standby assessment for fiscal year 2018-19. This is not a tax increase. It's a reaffirmation of an existing standby fee that's already been in place for years. This is a legal requirement for us to post. Any comments, Mr. Louie, or anybody on the board, or any questions?
I would advise some of the attendees what this was all about.
Can I say something? It's essentially...
Well, let me finish. You was talking,
oh, I'm
please.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, I explained it to them where they left.
Okay.
So.
All right.
No, go ahead.
This essentially is a conduit. In other words, it's assessed on the district. It's just given and it's gone through. It goes through to our clientele, essentially. Am I saying that right?
But what it is it's a charge that's on all parcels in the district, and what it's just the law says we have to reiterate what it's for and why we're doing it and find a resolution stating that it's being done so that the community knows. People get this little notice like this in the mail and they say, oh, you're raising my taxes, but no, that's not what it's about. This is just a reconfirmation of what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
So, we need...
You have a question?
Sure, go ahead.
We talked to the people here that were concerned about that. Is it my understanding that even if they don't have water, they have to pay that tax?
Yes, it's on every single parcel in what they call sphere of influence, or our boundaries. What it basically is when everybody is in the ability to be served water. Not necessarily right now, but in the future. But also, the pipelines that come down, okay? So let's just use an example. You've got a piece of property on the other side of the wash, or even just right over here, and it catches fire. Where's all the water come from? Comes from us. Who pays for the water? Everybody. So the facilities get taxed from the use of the water. So that's part of what the standby is for.
Public safety.
So, and then it's also in the same respect. I think your kids are grown and they're not going to school anymore. But we're still paying property taxes for schools, for fire, for police. Yeah, there's some of those services we are like insurance policies. And so on. It's a bullet we have to swallow, a bitter pill, and it's very unfortunate, but it's how the district survives without raising the rates even higher. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hope that was a kind of a good explanation. Any other questions or comments?
On this subject.
This one is a whole different, that one will be up in just a moment, okay? So I need an approval of resolution 04-2018.
I make a motion we approve resolution 04.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir?
Did you open it up to the general public yet?
Well, yeah, he was just spoken. Please go ahead.
You can.
Okay, we put objects to this act. Last year was the first time I was here. Because you guys, and you weren't asked, so that's why you didn't see it. And you voted for this tax, you voted for it, you voted against it. I think it's the wrong thing to do. It's not a tax that we need, and the rates on our water are not affected by this tax. This is something completely different.
Okay.
So we're here to object. And that's all we have to say.
Thank you for
your worship.
Okay.
We'll continue.
Did we have a second?
I second.
So I have a motion to approve Resolution 04-2018, fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 2018-2019. Made by Director Davis, second by Director Israel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is approval of the Santa Gloria Pass Water Regional Water Alliance Memorandum of Understanding and Best Practices. Comments or anything on that?
I've discussed this with Bob Krieger and Steve Anderson, and he said all the language in there are pretty standard, and they recommend that, I recommend the board that, you know, get approved.
Okay.
The other thing they told me, this is a non-binding agreement.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't have to take signatures back.
It's just a saying, yeah, okay, we'll go along with it.
It's right. The same one for years
and
that
so
we've had the last
really no
few
years. Action needed to be taken, really, is there? Oh, approval. Of,
approval.
Okay. Any mm-hmm. motion?
Is there a signature for this, too?
No.
There is a signature, please.
Yeah, why'd carry things on there?
Yep, because it's that old.
That's how many times this has been approved.
It's just this. This time we don't need to take signatures back.
Okay.
Unless it actually, unless we change it to a direct, major, huge, big deal change to the Miranda.
So we have a motion to approve.
I make the motion to approve the Alliance MOU.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Questions, comments?
So I have a motion to approve the San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance MOU and best practices made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Warrego?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link.
All right. Next item is public comment. Let's see here. Got to make this fair.
Daniel first, let him go first. Please. Daniel Rodriguez.
I could have figured that one. Or you. Okay, just before you say anything, let me let you know that in public comment, you can state what you want to, but as a board, we cannot take any action on any item, okay? So just so you have an understanding, if I make a comment, it's more of an information for you to maybe if you need to go a different direction, okay?
Well, my name is Dan Rodriguez, and I'm just reading this letter from reading a letter here from Ms. McLean, Willie Joe McLean. It's stating that it's a water bill complaint. To whom it may concern, this statement is concerning an amount due for an emergency call out on February 24th, 2018, stating on a customer side of the meter leak and valve repair. This is described as a non-business our water emergency call out and materials charges to $250 call out fee plus $67 for what 1/3 angle ball valve
for parts.
Yeah. She says I was not aware of a policy that if an emergency occurred on off hours at the homeowner was responsible for these charges. Emergencies happen at all hours, 7 days a week. This meter box, to my knowledge, has never been replaced since I moved here 19 years ago. John tried to shut off the valve, but it actually broke. I had no idea of how to turn the water off. I asked John to call the water department and see if he could shut off the water. He shut the water off. Calvin arrived an hour or more later and stated this I hand dug out the sand dirt to expose the customer shut off valve. The customer shut off valve and terminated the water flow. I advised John he was now able to repair the leak be stated a district repair. Crew will be called out to repair the damaged valve, Cavalry Mart. The customer shop valve was buried inside the PVC standpipe underneath sand and dirt, he said. This was a common trait for this area due to the wind and vibration from vehicles, lack of a roadway, concrete shoulder, and loose composition of the soil. This, he said, because of the water evaporates being buried has been a major contributing factor of water meters installed inside a concrete or plastic meter boxes. Of water customers with high water bills initiating a verbal or written allegation of district meter readers not reading the water meters. In conclusion, this was an accident, and due to the age and condition of the meter box, this was unavoidable. Due to my knowledge of 19 years, the meter box was never replaced. It was also my belief the water bill had a maintenance fee, which covered these kind of situations. The policy you have in place should be amended. I am 79 years old and handicapped, and I could not have shut off the water valve, or water bills are high enough, and I have skyrocketed over the years. My husband died 4 years ago, so John did what he could under the circumstances. I've never talked to no one at the water department until I called and talked to the receptionist. And that's from Billy Joe Clinton. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we make a copy of that letter?
Sorry?
Can I make a copy of that letter?
Sure.
Did you have any comment, Mr. Anderson, or what you wanted to discuss?
Okay, my name is John Anderson, and I'm the one that went into the meter box and turned the water off. Now, I've worked in this area for a long time. This is the first time I've ever came to a meter box that did not have two shutoff valves in it. I was not aware of any information that we're not allowed to turn the water off. I had water shoot in my backyard. If you go to my house right now, it's only been a couple of months, the water shutoff valve for the customer side is buried. I didn't live there 19 years, so I would have had no knowledge of it even being there. Like I said, most of the places that I have worked on have two shutoff valves. When I went to the meter box to shut the water off, there was only one. It hasn't been turned off in 19 years. I went to turn it off and the top of it broke. I mean, I didn't know really what else to do. Like I said, I've been working in this area for a long time. I don't think it's really fair that they're charging us the 200 and whatever comes out to for this situation, because how would I have even known that we're not supposed to turn the water off there? You guys said, on the letter that you sent me, it said that there's a rule in place that we're not allowed to turn the water off on that side. I recently bought a home in Cavazon. I got all the paperwork, and not any place in that paperwork did it say that we're not allowed to turn the water off there. There was no information stating that. So, on my behalf, I'm just saying, I mean, I went to the water meter, I had water shooting out of the back of my house, and tried to turn it off. That's the only place I knew to turn it off, so.
I understand about not the information, this is for, but don't take this wrong or anything, but if you think about it, how many laws and rules are there on the book that you have no idea about until you get pulled over by the high of the cop or whatever? You broke this rule, you broke that law, you broke this one. The hardest part about the whole situation is that as rules and things change through our lifetime, it's our responsibility to keep track of those changes. That's by state law, federal statute. And I'm not saying that I agree with it. But the thing is if you think about it, who does the water meter and that pipe belong to? It belongs to the water district.
Right, and we pay maintenance fee on that. And so I would think that over 19 years of service, the water's never been turned off.
Which is good, if you think about it.
Well, no, actually it's not good, because if it had been turned off, it would have been, if it had been, that valve had been used, it would have been probably turned off. And I understand what you're saying, but we're not talking about the police and my driving ability. We're talking about the rules of the water company. I think that should be public. You guys should send that information out. That's the way it is. But I also feel that maybe you guys should come out and change the meter.
if you know, I mean.
So there's 1,000 customers.
Whoa. So we're getting into discussion. So
that's right.
Thank you. So we're getting into discussion.
Thank you.
I just want to know your address.
But
49325 Blanche Avenue in Cavazon.
That's over there.
Yes, yes, down the street from Carrie.
We can't address it and we can't go back and forth. I'd love to jump in.
No, I know. You're right.
If you want to get on the agenda for next month, come in and talk to Elia about the process for that.
Suggest you do that.
That's where I should come.
Thank you for.
It's going to stick together.
Let's go ahead. Slap it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Really? Get on the agenda.
Yeah, I like that. And just for public record, I haven't been pulled over and given a ticket in a long time because I do know.
There's some out there that we don't realize are there. And I'm just being, but I understand what you're saying. So.
Thank you for listening to me.
Yes, sir.
We definitely need to get a squeaky
what was
one.
Sir,
what was
your name?
My name is
John.
John Henderson, and I'm. For Billy Joe McLean.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Henderson.
Thank you.
Future agenda items on the board, or general manager board comments. Future agenda items.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Suggest agenda item from management. Board members. Already discussed that.
Yeah.
Can we get comments?
Management comments?
Not for me, I'm painting.
Board member comments?
I got one.
You got 3 minutes.
Friends in the Library, second Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3, 1,500 books.
Can I donate some books?
We can, and we'll take donations too.
I got a lot of books.
You bring a lot of books down. We'll take
what
care
was that again?
Friends of the Library, over yonder, you know.
No, what date?
The second Saturday of each month.
You have a very big sports section?
No, but I'm trying to get a list of all the subjects.
I got it on.
But we have 1,500 books, so we've got some books.
And bring some sports.
Well, there are some. I
need more.
I know, I probably don't. I got one.
I've been there.
Future board items, finance and audit workshop Tuesday the 21st, regular board meeting the 21st, personnel committee, not at this point in time until further notice. The Passwater Alliance, July 25th, 5 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn, or motion to adjourn at 7:42.
I move we adjourn.
All right, second.
John,
you ain't got no comments.
Does John have any comments?
No, he does not.
Let's see with the All-Star game.